The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Guidance from Above. You are not alone with Joe Homar. Joe will serve as your guide on the path to wellness by bringing you angelic awareness and healing as you seek self-discovery and connection to spirit. Now, here's Joe Homar.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on my show, Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and I'm very excited about sharing with you the material I have lined up for today's show. If you are a first-time listener, as the title says, Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone, I'll be sharing with you messages from Spirit and a variety of spiritual topics to bring you an awareness of the endless opportunities available to you. I will also be assisting you with connection to Spirit so you can have a better understanding of your journey through life, knowing that you are being provided with guidance, love, and support from your angels, guides, and loved ones in Spirit. As we continue our journey from last week's show to today, I ask that you have an open mind, an open heart, so you can expand your energy field, explore unknown parts of you, and find peace with your human experiences. You have within you the ability to move through life with ease and grace. All you have to do is truly believe. Believe you can ask the universe for assistance. Believe your angels, guides, and loved ones will hear you. And believe they will respond in the way that is perfect and right for you. Believe nothing is impossible, and believe you can achieve fulfillment and have abundance. So we're here today talking about spirit guides. In my previous shows, I talked about angels, archangels, and ascended masters. And I've been reminded by Spirit to also include a show on spirit guides. Therefore, today's discussion of spirit guides will cover a review characteristics of your joy guide, your native guide, doctor teacher, and your doctor chemist guides, your master teacher, and ascended masters. I will also later in the show bring you through a meditation in which I will call in each of your guides so you can start to familiarize yourself with them, to expand on or start your connection to them, and to start a trusting and supported relationship with them. Your team of spirit guides is here and with you at this very moment, helping you, encouraging you, and guiding you through this journey of life. Perhaps they have guided you to today's show so you can have an awareness of their presence and to know you are not alone. You will find that in meditation or when you are sitting quietly, looking and asking for direction in a particular area in your life, that you may have a visit from one of your spirit guides who will come to you with a message or some guidance and direction pertaining to a current situation you may be inquiring about. So let's jump right in and discuss spirit guides. First and foremost, it is important to note that we are all blessed with spirit guides who surround us and support us. Spirit guides are your team of helpers who are with you to assist you in navigating through life, through your journey in this physical world as a spiritual being. Your spirit guides are non-physical souls who support our growth and help us to complete our life tasks and provide the spiritual assistance we need. Your team of spirit guides have been assigned to you before you came into this physical world to help nudge and guide you through life. Some of your guides have been with you since birth and will stay with you your entire life. Other guides will come to you during a particular phase in your journey and stay for as long as needed during a particular phase, or they can just pop in every now and again to help you achieve a specific goal or area in your life. They're responsible for helping you fulfill the spiritual contract you made with yourself before you incarnated. When we incarnate, we go through what I would say amnesia, where most of us forget who we are as souls, where we've come from, and what the heck we are doing here in this physical world. Spirit guides know that it is challenging to be incarnated here at Earth and to keep a connection to your higher self and your soul's purpose. Therefore, your higher self helps select these guides who help us while we are living out our incarnation. Spirit guides have a primary duty to give you guidance, to gently but consistently guide you through intuitive nudges to stay on track with your soul's purpose. Additionally, if something is in your purpose to accomplish, you will find support from your spirit guides in that endeavor. Your spirit guides will help you to accomplish and achieve things that honor the purpose that you set for yourself before you incarnated. They've once lived in a human form, and through many reincarnations, they have reached the point where they no longer needed to be reborn in a physical body. So they then go on to work as spirit guides with those of us still living on the earth. Our guides become interested in us through our natural law of attraction, which states that likes attract like. Also, our spirit guides may share certain affinities with us as well, sometimes connected through past lives and common situations or certain interests that you have shared. Spirit guides are souls who once lived on the earth. They no longer need to return to the earth because their souls have evolved to higher spiritual levels. So now they live in the higher realms and help those of us living on the earthly plane to achieve our highest spiritual potential while offering you insight and comfort when you feel lost. As your spirit guides are assisting you, it also serves them on their path of evolution. It's a win-win situation for everyone involved. You may be the only person one of your guides is guiding, or they may be assisting other people as well. Your spirit guides can also help you in a variety of different situations, such as in your career, health, or love life. But because you have free will, they will advise you, but they never force you to take their advice or guidance. Know when it's time for your spirit guides to help you. They tune into your energy and help direct you to fulfill your earthly mission. Bringing an awareness to you today about your team of spirit guides will help you see that throughout your life, your spirit guides have communicated with you through your hunches, feelings, random thoughts, and dreams. How about that time when you couldn't find your keys? Think about this. Your spirit guide might have been hiding them from you to remind you to slow down. Or perhaps it was to delay you for a few minutes to avoid an accident. These are all ways in which they provide you with guidance. I mentioned at the beginning that your spirit guides are your team. I use the word team because there are several guides assigned to you, and they work in harmony with each other, but they usually each have a specific job, as you would say. Your spirit guides watch, teach, heal, and help you on your physical journey into higher consciousness. Your guides will not tell you what to do. They have faith in your ability to get through issues and circumstances. They will be there for you, and they may recommend a course of action that aligns with your path, but they will ultimately leave it up to you. Your spirit guides are ever loving and patient, so you can expect repeated nudges from them if you ignore their signs at first. Each guide generally comes to you for a specific purpose, whether it be for creative abilities, healing issues, or spiritual development. There are guides that impart wisdom, bring you comfort and joy, provide spiritual enlightenment, offer guidance in practical and financial matters, and provide assistance in any situation in your life that might arise. Whatever it may be, they are here to assist you. What I share with you today is knowledge which I have gained through my research and through my direct and personal connection with working with my guides. So let's begin by talking about your joy guide. Now, when you first hear the term joy guide, what comes to your mind? Well, if you said joy, then you are correct. When most people hear of their joy guide, they usually have a vision of a child. Your joy guide can be a child, but as in my case, your joy guide can also be an adult. Regardless if your joy guide is a child or an adolescent, remember to be respectful because whether child or adult, your joy guide is highly intelligent in all ways. Your joy guide is with you, as the title says, to bring joy into your life. To remind you not to be so serious and to look at the world as if you were looking through it through the eyes of a child. Free, innocent, pure. It may help you to think about it in this way. A child finds joy in the simple pleasures in life. The freedom to run around the house. To jump in a puddle of water. To make mud pies. To blow bubbles. To sing, to laugh, to dance. All too often, as adults, we often forget or lose sight of such simple joys in our lives. Who says you can't walk through a rainstorm without an umbrella or jump in a puddle of water? I say, why not? Who is stopping you? Certainly not your joy guide. Often your joy guide will remind you to stop being so uptight and to remember the joy in such little things in life. This is what your joy guide is here to help you with. To see the lightness that is available to you. To forget about the conditioning which society places upon you. To remember the joy found in holding a hand. The joy found in coloring outside of the lines. The joy of being free to express yourself. On those days when you wake and feel mischievous, that is most likely your joy guide coming out to play with you, to bring out the lighter side of your personality and trying to get your attention. Or perhaps you are stressed or feel overwhelmed over a certain situation that is happening in your life. Take the opportunity to view the situation with a sense of humor and ask your joy guide to assist you with doing so. Remember, your joy guide wants to make you happy and joyful on your journey through life. All you have to do is ask your joy guide to make themselves known to you and to ask them for assistance and guidance, as they will not interfere with your free will. Your joy guide wants you to know that life isn't all about hardship, struggle, and lessons to learn. It is also about fulfillment and happiness in your life. Your joy guide will help you to see the funny, beautiful, and miraculous things in life. If you're going through some sadness, you can count on your joy guide to lift you up. Before we move on to our next spirit guide, this is a good place in the show to take a short commercial break. This is Joe Holmeyer, and you're listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. We'll be back soon, so take this time to stretch. Stay tuned in for our next segment of the show, where we continue our introduction to spirit guides.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Holmeyer visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today. Are you someone who strives to accelerate your spiritual growth, living authentically? Everyone wishes they had a pipeline to higher wisdom to help them understand their life and manifest a new point of view. Join Holly and Paul Marwood, who will serve as your guides on Soul Genesis. They will share inspired guidance from the High Council of Orion, which can turn your questions into answers and your problems into solutions. Tune into Soul Genesis, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you moving at the speed of everything else? If you are, then you probably don't seem to have the time to connect to your inner spirit, voice, and power. Haven't you wanted to connect with yourself again? Tune in to Intuitively Speaking with host Shauna Gulbrand. You'll be empowered to get reacquainted with who you are. You can find your sense of purpose, learn, and heal with Shauna. This awareness can affect your life and those around you. Intuitively Speaking airs live on Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we're talking about spirit guides. In the previous segment, I reviewed characteristics of your joy guide, and we will continue our discussion with other members of your spirit guide team. Remember, right guidance from your guides will always be uplifting and will raise your consciousness. Their guidance will honor the truth that you are the conscious creator of your life, and they will hold you responsible for your life. Spirit guides still retain an interest in what is going on in this world, and they influence many areas of our lives, personally, professionally, and spiritually. They are here to guide us when we ask for advice, and they act as mentors who have already learned the lessons we are so patiently trying to master. Your spirit guides are concerned, caring, loving, and supportive, and have your best interest at heart at all time. The key to unlocking the guidance from your own personal spirit guides is learning to establish communication in the practice of invoking their assistance on a daily basis, and that is why today's show is dedicated to them. The more aware you become of these loving spirits, the more aware you become of your own thoughts, words, and actions. You are reflections of their efforts, and they of yours. Your spirit guides will often communicate with you through one of the four clairs, which we discussed in a previous show. So if you need a refresher on the four clairs, which are clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognizance, please listen to the rebroadcast for that episode. If you're more visual, your spirit guide may pop into your mind's eye with a message or an image that means something to you. If you're clairaudient, you may become aware of an inner voice speaking to you or a line from a song which appears in your head. Those who are claircognizant can have their guides download information to you in the form of a thought. Or if you're clairsentient, your guides may impulse you with a tingling or warm sensation. Let's take this time to move on to our native guide. Your native guide is your protector, and usually Native American. When I say native, what I am saying is that the country a person is born in is their native country, and that is the nationality of their native protector guide. Since the American Indian is the true native of the U.S., it is the Native American Indian that appears most often. They honor Mother Earth, the four seasons, the four directions, and the four elements of the earth. When they make their transition to the spirit side of life, they carry these qualities with them. Your native guide is ruler of nature, a navigator, and a protector. Your native guide has your back in all situations and keeps a close eye on you. Your doctor teacher guide helps you to sort out your spiritual path and the life lessons you have agreed to take on in this lifetime. Through these life lesson experiences, you grow, and your doctor teacher guide evolves as well. You can count on his or her guidance through these growth experiences. One of the ways a teacher guide works with you is to aid an individual in responding appropriately to their karmic challenges. If you have an experience that is meant to bring you growth, you can be assured that your teacher guide is by your side. Your master teacher guide will also assist you in accomplish the purpose of the incarnation and to bring inspirational information and guidance. Your doctor chemist guide influences us to make good decisions regarding our physical bodies. They can also prepare us to become more open to the world of spirit if we wish. When we talk about physical phenomena, it is the chemist guide who makes an adjustment to the medium's body to accommodate the channeling of spirit entities necessary to perform materialization of spirits and floating trumpets and other physical mediumship. It is ectoplasm which is necessary to produce the phenomena, and the chemist is the spirit guide who makes the adjustment with the medium to produce it. The more you make yourself aware of what is going on in your body, and you make the choice to live in a clean and clear body, the more active your chemist guide becomes, as as he or she sees the work you are doing to preserve yourself in wanting to work with him. Anyone at any time can start to develop their relationship with their chemist guide by changing the way you live and eat. Your doctor chemist watches over your physical and mental well-being and will guide you in relation to your own personal healing or for others if you are a healer. Your doctor chemist guide works with those who work within the healing professions, spiritual healers, doctors, and nurses. Doctor guide, also referred to as a physician, is most prominent in a person's life when they work as a healing professional, such as a doctor, nurse, veterinarian, or spiritual healer. Through meditation, we can communicate with our doctor guide in order to receive information regarding what may be wrong within our body, what course of action to take if you develop a condition, and which physical doctor we need to see for the condition. The information you receive can vary from starting to exercise to changing your diet to seeking spiritual counseling or to seek out a medical doctor. Your master teacher guide imparts to you spiritual wisdom and philosophy. For a person studying a spiritual path, this guide is of great importance, as your master teacher guide will work with you when great spiritual knowledge is needed or desired. The guidance you receive from the master teacher will help you to acquire a more spiritual perception of life in general. People who are associated with a mission for humanity and animals, social activists, or other humane causes are strongly influenced by their master teachers. Your master teacher guide will appear when you are ready and will guide you through specific lessons and will come and go. The master teacher seems to come in around highly religious people or the missionary who fights for a worthy cause. The last category of spirit guides we will discuss today are ascended masters. Ascended masters are highly evolved beings who have fulfilled their karma through many incarnations on the earth plane and have continued to evolve on the spirit side to become the enlightened beings that they are. Most see these ascended masters as high vibratory energy of light, and others see them as they would appear in the physical world from their many incarnations. They assist all of us spiritually. All of us may call upon any of the ascended masters when we feel the need for their services. Some examples of ascended masters include Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Mother Mary. I previously dedicated an entire show to ascended masters, so if you missed it or need a refresher, listen to the rebroadcast, which can be found on my host main page. Spirit guides help us attract blessings to our lives, give us sound advice whenever we need it. They are wise and intelligent and always work in our best interest, concerned with our well-being, and they want to help us live a rich, successful, happy life. You will find your spiritual and personal growth take a huge leap forward as soon as you welcome your spirit guides into your life. Your love for yourself, for family, friends, and humanity in general will expand, enhancing every area of your life. No matter how difficult you may find your life may be, you will find your projects smoother, calmer, and faster when you allow your spirit guides to guide you. Invite in and allow your spirit guides to guide you to finding inner strength, perhaps overcome an illness or addiction, or to answer important questions, or to tap into creative skills. By recognizing your spirit guides, communicating with them, and welcoming them into your lives, you can make your life much fuller and richer in every way. Therefore, for the remainder of the show, we'll be in meditation, so you can open yourself to new opportunities and possibilities by consciously working on establishing a relationship with your spirit guides. So now you know you have a team of spirit guides waiting to assist you. So what do we do now? Well, we meditate, of course. If you're familiar with the show, you know I'm a big fan of meditation because meditation time allows us enough time to quiet our minds so we can connect with our angels, guides, and loved ones in spirit. So let's pause here and take a short commercial break. I know we're a little bit early for break, but I want to leave enough time for meditation. This is Joe Homar, and you're listening to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone, We'll be back soon, so take this time to find a comfortable spot to be in meditation when we return.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Homar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today.
When you learn to see things from a spiritual perspective, it changes the way you see virtually everything in your life. Listen for Dr. Paula Joyce and her program, Uplift Your Life, Nourishment of the Spirit. Our program will help you get rid of the negative aspects of your life and invite love, joy, and prosperity into your life. Turn that negative feeling into a positive one. Tune in to Uplift Your Life, Nourishment of the Spirit every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Are you ready to stop feeling imprisoned and start being empowered? It's time to change your way of living. Listen for Empowering Your Soul with Lisa Ouellette. We're all just getting ready to make the metamorphosis in our lives. Change can result in our highest good. If you are feeling stagnant in your life and want to bring about personal change as well as change to your environment, do yourself a favor and tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. You are tuned in to Guidance from Above. You are not alone. To reach Joe Homar or today's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, send Joe an email to joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Now, back to Guidance from Above. You are not alone.
Welcome back to Guidance from Above, You're Not Alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and today we're talking about spirit guides. Let's get to know your spirit guides today through meditation. Remember what I said earlier, our guides progress on their spiritual journey as they work with us, just as we grow spiritually, as we learn more about them. Getting to know your spirit guides will enrich your life, and they won't let you down. So let's go ahead and start making our connection to them. For those who are first-time listeners or new to meditation, let me begin by reviewing what meditation is. Meditation is a natural process of withdrawing attention from external conditions and directing it inward to a chosen focus of concentration. Let this inward concentration be about reconnecting, awakening, and bringing awareness to your spiritual gifts. You will find that during these times you set aside for meditation, it helps you identify your true feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. For those who have not meditated before, let me start by bringing an awareness to some of the benefits, which include stress reduction, strengthening of the body's immune system, better organized thought processes, improved concentration and functioning of the body's organs and glands. And not to mention, meditation time allows you time to quiet the mind enough to allow spirit to embrace you and to give them the opportunity to connect with you, to provide you with guidance and messages. If you like, play some soft music in the background. Close your eyes and relax. Ask your angels, guides, and healers in the spirit world to surround you with divine love, light, and protection. As you settle in, bring your attention to your breathing and release all tension and let go of any concerns you may have. As you relax, your breath becomes more shallow, as if Spirit is breathing for you. With every breath you take, feel yourself feeling more comfortable in your surroundings as you relax more and more. Give yourself permission to let go and totally relax. As you release any tension you may be holding, you may feel your head drop, your shoulders relax, and your arms fall to your side. Allow the body to naturally take over your breathing. Now is the time to surrender and let go. Surrender to the need to be perfect, the need to be right, the need to control, the need for your life to look and feel a certain way. Be still and listen to your heart and the love you have for yourself. As I count backwards, you feel yourself relax more and more with every number I say. 10, 9, 8. Feel yourself going deeper into relaxation. 7, 6, 5. Feel your heart filling with love and joy. 4, 3, 2. You are falling deeper and deeper into relaxation as you become more and more relaxed. 1. You are completely relaxed but still aware. At this time of complete relaxation, you are open to receiving all the love and light coming to you from your angels, guides, and loved ones in spirit. Put aside expectations and observe your body, mind, and spirit. You have your team of spirit guides with you right now. They love you unconditionally. Set your intention to have your guides make themselves known to you and to connect you with the higher realms. We ask that this meditation be for our highest good and healing, and that we are guided and protected. Give yourself permission to relax and to receive guidance from your team of spirit guides who are here with you today. Settle in, and with your eyes closed, bring your awareness to the earth energy which is grounding you. As we move your awareness to a higher realm, envision a beautiful satin curtain in front of you. When the time is right, take your hand and slowly find the opening in the curtain and open it. Notice the energy on the other side of the curtain is lighter. Know you are safe as you step through the opening and let go of the curtain behind you. Breathe deeply, surrender, and allow your guides to surround you with their healing energies as they send love to you. Quiet the mind and know you are safe. See your joy guide standing before you. Adjust to his or her energy and remember to breathe. Your joy guide is with you right now. As you bring your awareness to your joy guide, you may feel the need to smile, to laugh, to giggle. Do you feel mischievous? Set your intention to have your joy guide make herself or himself known to you. Ask him or her to show themselves to you, to give you a name. Ask your joy guide to describe his or her features to you. As your joy guide surrounds you with his or her love, you may feel lighter, freer. Recognize his or her energy for wanting to guide you, and recognize what he or she feels like when your joy guide is near. As your joy guide gently steps back, we thank him or her for the presence. Know you can call upon him at any time. Relax. Be calm. Open your mind and know you are safe as you continue to breathe. as you continue to relax. Feel the energy rise as your native guide steps in. Allow your heart to expand as you ask your native guide to guide you to find what it is you are looking for. Feel secure as your native guide surrounds you in his or her energy. Sense, see, or know of his presence as he shifts into your aura, giving you guidance to your questions. Your native guide is here to provide you with protection. Know you are safe. Know your native guide is by your side now. Your native guide is ruler of nature, a navigator, and a protector. Recognize his or her energy for wanting to guide you, and recognize what he or she feels like when he is near. Ask your native guide for a name. Ask your native guide to describe his or her features to you. Ask your native guide any question you are seeking an answer to. As your native guide gently steps back, we thank him or her for his presence, knowing you call upon him at any time. As you continue to relax, inhaling and exhaling, you are greeted by your doctor teacher guide. Sense, see, hear or know of his or her warm embrace as your doctor teacher guide enters the room to provide you with guidance. Bring your awareness to your spiritual path. Feel your energy shift as your doctor teacher guide steps before you. Your doctor teacher guide is here to guide you, to sort out your spiritual path and the life lessons you have agreed to take on in this lifetime. Ask your doctor teacher guide for a name to describe his or her features to you. Ask your doctor teacher guide what it is most that you need to know at this time. Does he or she have a message for you? Ask your doctor teacher guide to communicate with you on a regular basis. Let him or her know that you are committed to establishing a relationship with them. You can count on your doctor teacher guide to be present during experiences meant to bring growth to you. As your doctor teacher guide gently steps back, we thank him or her for their presence and know you could call upon him at any time. Continue to breathe and know you are safe. As you continue to relax, you are greeted by your doctor chemist guide. Sense, see, hear or know your doctor chemist guide's presence as he or she stands before you. Your doctor chemist guide is quite interested in your physical body and healing. If you are looking to be open to spirit, ask your doctor chemist guide to assist you. Your doctor chemist guide will guide you to eat properly and to take care of your body. If you want assistance with changing the way you live and eat, now is a good time to ask your doctor chemist guide to assist you with making these changes. If you want to have more willpower with your food choices, ask your doctor chemist guide to assist you in making the choices that are good for you and your body. Ask your doctor chemist guide for a name. Ask your doctor chemist guide for any physical features that would help you identify him or her when they are near. We thank your doctor chemist guide for his or her presence today. As he steps back, know you can call upon him at any time. As you continue to relax, you are greeted by your master teacher guide. Sense, see, hear or know your master teacher's guide's presence today. Feel the energy shift as this guide enters and stands in front of you. Your master teacher guide is here to impart to you spiritual wisdom and philosophy. Now is a good time to ask your master teacher guide for clarity and guidance on a particular situation you may currently be experiencing. Your master teacher guide is with you now to provide you with guidance and wisdom. Sense, see, or know the solutions begin to fall into place. Know you are heard, and the answers are now within you. They are within, ready to be accessed when you need them. Quiet your mind and open your heart, and there you will find the wisdom and knowledge which your master teacher guide has instilled within you. Take this time to ask your master teacher guide for a name, for any features that would help you identify him or her in the future. We thank your master teacher guide for his or her knowledge and wisdom. As he steps back, know you can call upon him at any time. Continue to relax and breathe as you are greeted by an ascended master. Sense, see, hear or know an ascended master standing before you. You will feel a shift in energy as he or she approaches you. Know you are safe and loved. You may see your ascended master as a high vibratory energy of light, or you may see him or her as they would appear in the physical world. Either way, no one ascended master is with you right now. See, sense, or know, they are with you at this very moment. He or she is here to assist you spiritually. Ask for a name. Ask for any features so you can know when they are near. You can call upon your ascended master when you feel the need for their services. If you are looking for insight to a particular situation you are experiencing, ask for some clarification now. Your ascended master is listening. You can either speak out loud or simply with thoughts. Either way, you are being heard. We thank the Ascended Master who was here for you today for his or her presence and for filling our heart and mind with peace, love, and understanding as he steps back. Now that we have seen, sensed, heard, and received knowing from your team of spirit guides, it's time to start bringing your awareness back to your physical form. Take a moment and thank all who were present during your meditation and ask them to continue to work with you, guide, support, and direct you. As you continue to breathe slowly, start to make your way back to your surroundings. Turn to see the same satin curtain you originally entered through. As you approach the curtain, take your hand and find the opening. When you are comfortable, open the curtain and step through. Know you can return to this place at any time, but now is the time to return. As I count backwards, 3, you are moving towards the curtain. 2, you find the opening to the curtain. And 1, step through the opening and you are now fully and completely back in your physical form, able to move and breathe on your own. Take your time adjusting back into your physical body. Move your fingers, toes, arms, and legs. Take a drink of water or stand to ground yourself. Take a deep breath. We thank all the spirit guides who were present during our meditation today. A special thank you to your joy guide, your native guide, your doctor teacher, your doctor chemist guide, for your master teacher guide, and for the ascended master who were present for you today. We thank them for their guidance, their wisdom, and their healing, and we ask them to continue to work with us for our highest good and our highest healing. We give thanks to them for instilling within us courage and confidence so we can continue to learn, grow, and evolve as we navigate through our physical lives as spiritual beings. And for them bringing into us the golden healing light from the divine. I encourage you to move forward with communicating and connecting with your team of spirit guides the way you want to, the way you feel comfortable in connecting with them. Know there is no wrong or right way, but you need to set the intention and ask them for guidance as they will not interfere without your permission. You may want to set aside one day per week for each guide, or you may want to meditate on all the guides at once. Whatever way is right for you. No question is too big or too small. They are available to all of you and are more than willing to assist as they love you all unconditionally. During future meditations, continue to ask your team of spirit guides to introduce themselves to you, so you can get to know them better. Continue to ask them for a name. Ask them to describe their features to you. You may receive a name, a color, a symbol, or a vision. Believe you are being heard and open your mind to receive their guidance. Feel free to share your experiences with me by sending me an email at joe@bountifulblessingsct.com. Remember, you're a spiritual being having a physical experience and believe you can ask and receive guidance from spirit. Sign up for my newsletter or submit a desire note for my monthly full moon manifesting ceremonies by visiting my website at bountifulblessingsct.com. Also, like my Facebook page to get weekly affirmations and up-to-date happenings at bountifulblessings1. That is all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank you for listening to Guidance from Above. You're not alone. This is your host, Joe Homar, and we'll talk again next Thursday, September 4th, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Be well.
Thank you for joining us for Guidance from Above. You are not alone. Join Joe Homar again for another edition next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, see what messages await you. For a full list of services and events, visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com. Joe Homar visits with clients in person in Connecticut or by remote session. She is an integrated energy therapy master instructor, Reiki master teacher, spiritual counselor, medical intuitive, and medium. Sign up for Joe's newsletter, submit manifestation notes, and visit her shop for handmade energized crystal angels. Restore balance on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Joe can meet you where you are in your own process of healing. Visit BountifulBlessingsCT.com today. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.